Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for maximum restraint after Iran's retaliatory attacks on Israel over the latter's deadly assault on the Iranian consulate in Syria. He made the remarks during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Guterres said the international community has a shared responsibility to actively engage all parties concerned to prevent further escalation. The UN chief reminded all member states that the UN Charter prohibits the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. He also said that the principle of inviolability of diplomatic and consular premises and personnel must be respected. Jody Jacobs has more.
It's deemed an extraordinary meeting when the Security Council gathers on a Sunday, and that's exactly what took place here in New York at the request of Israel. Israel said Iran had crossed every red line, and it reserves the right to retaliate. Addressing the Council, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was emphatic in his call for de-escalation in the region. China said this latest escalation emphasizes the need for enforcement of the UN resolutions demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Washington's representative here in New York said it will in the coming days explore additional measures to hold Iran accountable. Iran meanwhile told the Council that it has no intention of escalating the conflict, but had a warning for the U.S., saying if Washington initiates any military operations against it, it will use its inherent right to respond proportionately.
The Israeli military says all restrictions it put in place shortly before Iran's overnight attack on Saturday have been lifted. Those include a ban on all educational activities and large outdoor gatherings. The Israel Defense Forces said educational activities will be restored across the country. After hours of discussion on Sunday, Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet favors retaliation against Iran but is divided over the timing and scale. Egypt is on alert for a potential leakage from a stranded gas ship in the Gulf of Aqaba. The gas ship rammed into coral reefs at the entrance of the Gulf near the Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The Egyptian Environmental Affairs Agency said the incident happened during the ongoing Muslim holiday. Egyptian media outlets said the gas ship belonged to Liberia and was en route to Russia after unloading its cargo at Jordan's port of Aqaba. No leaks or pollutants have been detected from the ship so far. The United Nations has called for greater efforts to provide humanitarian aid to refugees and displaced people fleeing Sudan. Monday marks 1 year since fighting tore through the country's capital. The war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has left more than 14,000 people dead. Reports say some 8.5 million migrants have fled their homes in Sudan, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. The Food and Agriculture Organization has warned of a worsening food security crisis in Sudan, urging warring parties to halt hostilities and allow for the access of humanitarian aid. Data shows China-Europe freight train services recorded solid expansion in the first quarter of 2024. China State Railway Group says more than 4,500 China-Europe freight train trips were registered in the first 3 months of this year. China Development Bank says it has issued nearly 267 billion yuan in loans during the first quarter of 2024 to bolster the advancement of infrastructure projects. The funds have been channeled to more than 100 key projects nationwide. The projects include the third phase expansion of Xi'an-Xianyang International Airport, construction of the Changtai-Yangtze River Bridge, and the water resource allocation project surrounding Beibu Gulf. In sports, Zhang Weili has retained her strawweight world championship in Las Vegas. In the first ever all-Chinese title fight in UFC history, Zhang defeated Yan Xiaonan by unanimous decision on Saturday. With 5 title fight wins, Zhang now ranks second in UFC women's strawweight history, trailing only Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who has 6 wins. And that's the news, I'm Tian Yu.